Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Hindi Mendelowitz. Today we'll be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Kuf Chet, that's chapter 108. And you're paying attention, so you notice that many of the words in this Perek of Tehillim are an exact replica, copy, repeat, of verses in Perek Nun Zayin and in Perek Samach, chapter 60. The Radak places this in context in explaining that the earlier chapters reference David's flight from Shaul and his conquest of Aram, the personal experiences in David's life. This perek takes the same words, but with a new meaning, applied again to the national adventure of Klal Yisrael as a whole, Latid Lavo, in the days of Mashiach, when we will continue the Melech HaMashiach, who will continue the role of David in leading the Jews to conquest and to victory. And so what we'll find is almost identical words, but a deeper, more complete message of victory, of Yad Hashem, with the refrain, with the message, as it was in David's personal life and always remains, until we reach that final chapter at the end of the national story of the futility of man's efforts, and of David's awareness, and the awareness, of course, that he grants to all of us, of conquest, of victory, of triumph, of success. For the nation, and for me myself, coming only ever from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. David begins with the formula, Pasuk Aleph, verse 1. Shir Mizmor le David. Shir and Mizmor, when placed together, and this is pleasing for the musical souls amongst us, children of David, all of us, of course, spiritually speaking, musically speaking. Shir refers to the lyrics, to the actual words that are composed by David. Mizmor will always refer to the tune, to the musical accompaniment that actually was composed to perfectly fit the message of the shir. Le David. Nachon libi Elokim. Ashira va'azamra af kvodi. Nachon libi, my heart is steadfast, my heart is steady, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the words of the Radak, the galut seems interminable, and the troubles continue, changing shape, changing character. The bad guys move, but the new one comes. But the emuna is steadfast, is unchanging. Nachon libi is solid. Ashira va'azamra af kvodi. And David speaks of his ability to sing because of the fact that his heart is nachon. The Malbim mentions that during his flight from Shaul, the light of David's neshama was dimmed. He was withdrawn. Many of us in places of trouble, besides the actual situation we're facing, are frustrated by the change to ourselves, to our personality, to our ability to feel that I am being my fullest me, because I'm so shackled or limited by my circumstances. In this perek, which speaks of the ultimate redemption, when the threat was removed, the full force of David's personality could burst forth, and thus he could compose a shir. This is the song of our ability to be most fully us, for our inner self to burst forth to sing, unlimited by circumstances, which would quiet us. And as Rav Shamshon Fuller Hirsch puts so beautifully, the order here is not necessarily because my heart is steadfast, therefore I can sing. But Rav Hirsch gives us the flip. Because of the song that pours forth from my soul, says David, Nachon libi, my heart feels strong. It's the song itself that gives me strength, that bolsters my emunah, which of course, when we borrow, when we sing the songs of David, that's part of the point. We sing these songs with which David fortified his own emunah and got to a place of nachon libi, with the hope that we can borrow this, with the hope that singing these songs, we get to a place of nachon libi, a place of my heart being solid and steadfast, with my emunah unchanging. Says David, Ura hanevel, awaken, and speaking to the various musical instruments, hanevel v'chinor, the harp, the nevel, a'ira shachal, I awaken at dawn. David contrasts himself, as the Midrash tells us. Other kings, quoted by Rashi over here, other kings will slumber soundly. They sleep not just through the night, but into the morning. King can stay in bed. Contrast to David HaMelech, who had that harp hanging over his bed that was strummed in the middle of the night by the wind, and he was awakened before the sun came up. At midnight, the north wind blew and caused the harp to play by itself, whereupon David would waken in the middle of the night and compose and sing songs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so says David, Aira Shachar, I awaken at dawn. Dawn, of course, always refers, or the pre-dawn, to that darkest part of night. And as the Yalkut Eliezer points out, David can sing even before the Yeshua. His bitachon is strong. When the rest of the world seems dark and everybody's asleep, sleeping with their troubles, sleeping with their pain, David HaMelech awakens beforehand and knows that the morning will come. Odcha ba'amim Hashem, va'azamercha ba'le'umim. Odcha ba'amim, again, this is referring to the future. In the future, says David HaMelech, I will thank you in public amongst all peoples and sing to you amongst the nations. And in those days in the future, when the neshama is unshackled, when we are unlimited by our troubles, then we will be able, looking back, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the troubles we had, for the joys we had. In other words, in the hindsight of the Geula, we'll be able to thank publicly for everything that happened, for every chapter. Because then we will see that there wasn't good or bad, but there were only the stations on the way that got us to this point. Ki gadol me'al shamayim chasdecha, ve'ad shechakim amitecha. Because your chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is above the very, very heavens, further than the heavens, and until the very highest heights is your truth. The Radak compares, again here, we have the almost identical pasuk. Here we see, ki gadol me'al shamayim. The chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes above the heavens, whereas in Perek Nun Zayin 57, the chesed was ad shamayim, only until the heavens. Great chesed, somewhat more limited. The Radak again says, Perek Nun Zayin was speaking of the personal chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu had done for David. The personal chesed, because of circumstances, was limited. But the chesed to Klal Yisrael, that will pour forth upon us, to which we will be graced in the days of Mashiach, that will be unlimited. Me'al Shamayim, beyond the heavens. V'ad Shchakim Amitecha, but Emet, identical. In Nun Zayin and over here, it is Ad Shamayim. Whereas Chesed can grow, Emet remains the same. Truth is eternal. Kindness, overflow, can be exercised and felt to varying degrees. There are days when I more perceive Hashem's kindness and love, and days when I say, Hashem, where are you? But the emet, which is the emuna, which is the belief that this is all the divine calculation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is all straight, this is all good, that is unchanging. Whether personally or nationally, the emet is eternal. We continue. Pasuk Vav, verse 6. Ruma al Shamayim Elokim. While in Galut, while in exile, Klal Yisrael as a nation are downtrodden, are persecuted, are oppressed. We don't necessarily see how exalted HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And so the plea here from David again, referencing the Yemot HaMashiach, Ruma al Shamayim Elokim. May you be exalted above heaven, by the very coming of Mashiach, by the tremendous change that will take place in the status of Klal Yisrael, v'al kal ha'aretz kvodecha, and all the world will see that things are different, that this is the glory of God. L'ma'ani chaltzon yedidecha, hoshia yemincha va'aneni, so that those who are dear to you, those who are beloved to you, may be given rest. Let your right hand save and respond to me. The Sforno speaks of this pasuk relating to releasing Jews from captivity, those who are locked up, those who are behind bars, those who don't have freedom. Hoshia Yimincha. The Sfarno says that Yimincha refers to those most close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his strength, his right, the Talmidei Chachamim. Free them immediately, our teachers, our guides, so they can begin to teach us the Torah we so sorely need to hear, so they can lead us and guide us with the wisdom that we need. Continuing, we're in Pasuk Chet, and that is verse number 8. Elokim diber b'kadosho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had spoken from his place of Kiddusha, from his sanctity. E'eloza, achalkashchem ve'imek sukos amadeir. I would exalt, and I would divide a portion. The Sfarno references this to the words of Nasan Hanavi, when he spoke to David, promising him in Sefer Shmuel, Shmuel Bet, Perek Zayin, V'hanichoti lecha mikol eivecha, v'ne'eman beitecha u'mamlachtecha ad olam. The promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to David, that he would finally find peace from his enemies and establish a reign, establish a kingdom that would last for eternity. If so, says he, it will come to pass, Achal Kashchem, I will remove all discord, I will remove all boundaries. Rashi parallels this to the national experience. In the future, as David did in a limited way, Jews will inherit the land of their enemies, divide the territories evenly. This Sforno refers to the situation in the world now as being one that's plagued with border disputes, with wars that are fought over territory. In the future, Mashiach himself will apportion and settle the lands, and there will be no more room for any discord, for any battles. Again referencing the change we'll experience, Bimot HaMashiach, Li Gilad. Gilad, historically, was a city of evildoers. It was a city of bloodshed. Bimot HaMashiach, under his influence, it will be a tranquil city. Li Menashe ve'Ephraim. Menashe, Ephraim, Ma'oz Roshi. Yehuda, Mechokiki. Ephraim will be the stronghold. Yehuda will be the sofer. Menashe, Ephraim, Yehuda. Three Shvatim of Melucha, the children of Yehuda and the children of Yosef, were proud, were independent tribes. With the coming of Mashiach, they too will submit and humbly accept his rule. Moav Sirachti. Here, David refers to Mashiach conquering all those who were our traditional enemies. Mashiach, Moav will be the wash basin of Klal Yisrael. Al Edom Ashlich Na'ali. And Edom, who has been our formidable enemy for a long and bitter galut, will be locked up. Alef fleshes esro'a. And I will shout at the plishtim, who again have been those who have oppressed and persecuted Jews throughout history. I will scream to fight them. And then the rhetorical question, so to speak. Mi yovileli ir mivtzar? Who will bring me to that fortified city? Minachani ed Edom, who will lead me to Edom? And here David, in answering his question, said, Halo Elokim znachtanu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, did you not forsake us? V'lo seitze Elokim b'tziv osenu, and not go forward at the head of our troops? B'tziv osenu, at the head of our troops? And the Radak answers his own question, answers the question of David, David answering himself, with the understanding of Radak, of course. The same one who has led us to victory historically has never actually left us, has never actually forsaken us. But as HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped us in the past, we can trust that he will continue. Hava lanu ezras mitzarv. Grant us help against the oppressor. Vishav tishuas adam. The lesson in David's life, the lesson of history, the message that will take us towards the ultimate geula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, man's help, whether it is through diplomacy, whether it is through an arms deal, whether it is a superpower, whether it is the nation next door, whether it is the neighbor next door, whether it is the boss, whether it is a spouse. Human help is not what takes us to success. But in the life of David, and in the legacy of Klal Yisrael, Hava lanu ezras mitzar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you must grant us the help. Belokim na'asechoyo. It is only through HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we form an army, that we conquer, that we can be victorious. Vehu yavus tzarenu. And he is the one who will trample all our oppressors. Again, this is the message of David, as we saw it in his own life, as we continue to see throughout history. It's the message of the gratitude and the song, which gives David the emuna to face every challenge. And it's the emet, it's the truth behind that song, of putting David's trust and the trust of every Jew, not in those around him, but in HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, v'hu yavuz tzareinu. Thank you for studying Le'ilei Nishmot Helen Moskovitz and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of Shevet HaPleita. Their bitachon in Tehillim was inspirational. This has been dedicated by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.